Grey Angels by Anna Rogers, Part 2. The Somme and Passchendaele. Edna described the Somme as a ghastly place. She was right. Although New Zealand soldiers didn't become heavily involved until near the battle's end, the cost was still high. 2,000 New Zealand soldiers were killed. At least half of these men still have no known grave. But a more terrible experience for the New Zealanders came a year later, in 1917. This was when they took part in a series of battles near the Belgian village of Passchendaele. The campaign, which began in June and lasted many months, was poorly executed. During the fighting, men sometimes struggled through barbed wire under machine gun fire. They were also shelled and gassed. The soldiers could hardly move because of the freezing cold and deep mud, and the surrounding countryside was said to look like a moonscape. On the move. During the war, nurses were sent wherever they were needed, although never to the front line. Still, some New Zealand nurses got very close, especially those who worked in the casualty clearing stations or in the hospitals in France, where they were terrifying air raids. Edna stayed in England, moving first to the New Zealand hospital at Codford and then to the one at Oatlands Park. Many of the patients at Oatlands Park were limbies, but the hospital also cared for other seriously wounded soldiers. In October 1917, the long convoys of ambulances came again. This time, they carried survivors from Passchendaele. The men were, as Edna put it, dreadfully knocked about. The end. In March 1918, the Germans launched their last huge attack. Again, Edna described wards full of wounded men. The hospital had to put up tents to provide extra room. Many soldiers had been affected by mustard gas, which was used later in the war by both sides. These men had burnt, swollen eyes and blistered throats, and some would develop fatal pneumonia. Their breathing was dreadful, said Florence de Liesel, and many suffered the effects all their lives, like asthma. That year, there was also a new problem to deal with, influenza. This worldwide pandemic killed between 20 and 40 million people. Many of the flu patients ended up in hospital. In October, Edna described Oatlands as being like a beehive, at least 1,000 here. Finally, the war came to an end. We heard rumours at 8:30 that the armistice had been signed, but of course could not believe it. At noon, we heard it was a fact. Some people went to church, and others celebrated. Edna wrote in her diary that many people went to London, where it was quite mad with dancing in the streets. Edna came home on the Marama in 1919. Soon afterwards, she went to work at Queen Mary Hospital in Hamna, nursing soldiers recovering from the war. Some men had long-term injuries. Others had shell shock. Shell shock. Soldiers were shot at, shelled, and gassed. They watched their friends die. They lived in mud with huge rats, and there were always lice in their uniforms. All this could become overwhelming. Some men stopped talking or became very confused. Some had nightmares or couldn't sleep at all. Others lost control of their limbs and trembled a lot. These men were suffering from what we now call post-traumatic stress disorder. At the time, it was known as shell shock. For some people, especially civilians, shell shock was difficult to understand. Some even thought that shell-shocked soldiers were cowards. But nurses like Edna understood and tried to help. It's thought that around 40% of the casualties from the Battle of the Somme had shell shock. The New Zealand nurses who served overseas were highly respected for their work. By the end of the war, 550 of them had served with the New Zealand Army Nursing Service. The soldiers never forgot these brave and selfless women and the care they gave.